Hi, everyone. Welcome to Dishing Drama with Dana Wilkie Uncensored. We have officially moved to Patreon. Here's a sneak peek of Dishing Drama with Dana Wilkie.
So I'm sure much like me, you guys were all blindsided about TikTok star Kyle Marissa Roth passing away suddenly out of the blue. It was just shocking to almost everybody. And I found it completely shocking. I actually was in the Patreon. I was checking the chat and someone said it and I was like, no, can't be. She's so young. And so I jumped on, you know, my TikTok, which I barely use, but I went and checked to see if this was true. And sure enough, it was. And a lot of you guys reached out to me and said, did I have any interaction with her? How did I feel about her? Did I know anything? What was my take on it? Because I had seen her blind items several times come up on TikTok. And I loved that, you know, what she did. You know, she tried to link the elusive blind items to real celebrity stories and break them down. And in the process of doing that, she also became a bit of a whistleblower of sorts to do with, you know, it just kind of happens as part of the trade. I found myself in that role as well over time. It just happens naturally because as you get given information from people, it comes with a huge responsibility that when that information needs to be shared because it could help people, you want to do it and you want to do it justice. It's a big responsibility. And she felt this big responsibility. You can see in her post that she struggles from time to time because she doesn't have the energy to face the tons of DMs she has beyond looking for data to use in her videos towards her blind items and also inspiration for more ones to cover. Now, what's going to blow your mind about this is you probably, like me, assumed that some of the blind item writers like Enty, for example, from Crazy Days and Nights, loved that Kyle Marissa Roth was sharing their blinds on social media, was drawing attention to their work in a sense. I mean, everybody knew that the majority of the blinds she did came from Crazy Days and Nights. So you would think he was probably jumping up and down that she was doing this coverage with joy. Nope. So it turns out that I got sent a bunch of anon information of conversations that C-Dan Enty had about Kyle Marissa Roth. And actually, they were shocking. In fact, I'm going to read you some of them. You're going to not believe what I'm about to read you. And unfortunately, this is going to be a really, really short free clip this week because I'm about to tell you what Enty thought of Kyle Marissa Roth covering his blinds, who I think is responsible for the takedown of Kyle Marissa Roth's TikTok account, what A-list celebrity, sometimes singer, may have been involved with that, and how shocked I am that, you know, we haven't heard more about that yet. And I'm going to tell you what I think happened. Because let me tell you something. Kyle Marissa Roth did not just have 200,000 followers on TikTok like the tabloids reported when she passed. Yeah, sure, her backup account did. But her main account had close to 1 million followers. I think it was something like 750,000 followers. And she was making money to pay her bills from it. And she was deriving her entire like life's purpose from it, which was okay because she had built an incredible following with real stories that were intriguing. And she shared some really deep things that I'm not sure she shared even with her family. So I know that Kyle Marissa Roth wants me to do this show today because she wants me to expose the situation for what it really is. And that's what I intend to do, just like she would do if it was me. So let's go into the Patreon now where we can openly speak to one another.
Come on, bitch, let's go.
For the full scoop, join the Dishing Drama Dana Patreon. The link is in this audio description. It's only $6 a month, and you'll get the best information and tea about the things you care about, and even the things you don't know you care about. What are you waiting for?